Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon been named as a vice chair of the transition team for President-elect Donald Trump. She'll be one of 13 vice chairs at this point, including one other sitting governor, Chris Christie of New Jersey. Also on that list of vice chairmen include Dr. Ben Carson, Newt Gingrich, Rudy Giuliani, as well as Jeff Sessions, the incoming attorney general, senator from the state of Alabama. So quite a list there that Governor Fallon is now part of regarding the transition team. No indications if she might be selected as Interior Secretary or not at this point. Also waiting on appointments for the Environmental Protection Agency, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and others from the Trump team. Still in the running for EPA Administrator apparently is Scott Pruitt, Attorney General from Oklahoma, and former Texas Attorney General Kathleen White. Meanwhile, the Obama administration pushing forward in a variety of areas on regulations. It looks like in the area of their U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they're looking at a species status assessment that could lead to an eventual Endangered Species Act listing for the lesser prairie chicken. According to Jim Inhofe, senator from Oklahoma, chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee, he says he's disappointed that the Fish and Wildlife Service is moving ahead to relist the lesser prairie chicken. He said just last year, the Western District of Texas appropriately overturned the lesser prairie chicken's previous listing, noted that the service did not adequately consider the effectiveness of the state's conservation plans when it assessed the species' need for federal protection. It's important that we let the multi-state conservation plan have time to work before bringing down the full force of the Endangered Species Act. As we wrap up November and head into December, it is holiday season, and according to the National Pork Board, it's time for pig farmers and others to pay it forward with a campaign they're calling Hams Across America. This first annual event encourages farmers and others involved in the pork industry to show their appreciation for friends, family, and neighbors through the gift of ham in the form of gifts or donations of ham or ham-based products. At the same time, National Pork Board President Jan Archer says, with the holidays here, it's a great opportunity to enjoy pork, especially given current low prices.
Pork is one of those meals that people feel comforted by and feel like they're with their family. So we have great values coming up. My farm only produces, we produce wean pigs. So our pigs are 23 days old when they leave our farm. So I buy pork at the grocery store just like everybody else. And I'm excited about the price point that I'm going to be able to buy pork at. And I'm planning to stock up my freezer. And
supplies of pork and beef are up this year as we get into the final days of 2017. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, your next superior chance to buy cattle coming up this Friday, December 2nd on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. is the start time for 24,000 head to be sold, including 4,200 yearling steers, 2,500 yearling heifers, over 15,000 weaned calves. For more information about this week's offering, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. At your farm news, have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.